This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending immense greetings and salutations upon the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, continuing the theme of Juz Amma, whereby we mention the certain surahs inside this Juz, or indeed inside the Quran, that they're coupled together or they're classified as twin surahs. Whether that be physically that they're mentioned as being twin surahs upon the blessed tongue of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for mathalan Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran, whoever recites these two surahs or memorizes these two surahs will come as two clouds or shadows for that individual on the Day of Judgment. Likewise, Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Nas, that we find to recite these surahs as a form of protection from the evil eye and magic, etc. And there's other surahs inside the Quran which are coupled together because their theme follows the same theme, or they come together and the same theme spills over into the following surah. For mathalan Surah Al-Anfal and Surah At-Tawbah, that we find the theme continues from one surah to the following surah. That's ulama tafsir mentioned. That's why there is no basmala. There's no Bismillah Rahman Rahim inside Surah At-Tawbah. كَأَنَّ الْمَوْضُوْ يَسْتَمِرْ فِي سُورَةِ التَّوْبَةِ, as if the topic continues or the theme continues or the Quran continues from Surah Al-Anfal into Surah At-Tawbah. And likewise, we find Surah Ar-Rahman and Al-Waqi'ah, that we find that the theme continues of paradise, of hell, of blessings, of punishment, of torture, continues. The theme continues from one surah to the following surah. And likewise, today as well, Surah Al-Buruj, the theme of Surah Al-Buruj, as we mentioned the previous Jum'ah, continues inside Surah Al-Tariq. That the beginning begins by speaking about the stars, and the end begins to speak about the punishment of those individuals who reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and about the power and the magnitude of the Qur'an. The only difference is that in the middle you find that ayat of speaking about al-insan, about the human being. And this is the theme of Surah of Juz Amma, speaking about the human being, the essence of the human being, of this nature of the human being, speaking about his or her nature and how the arrogance begins to develop of this individual to trying to challenge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He mentions the individual, insan, yabda' min ma' dafiq wa yusbih al-insan nautiq. The human being begins from being, from gushing water to becoming a speaking individual. So just from that water, he becomes this personality. He becomes this individual. And all of this, speaking about this various creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we find Shaykh Uthaymeen rahmatullah alayhi mentions, عِذَمُ الْمَخْلُوقِ يَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ عِذَمُ الْخَالِقِ. All of this repetitious nature speaking inside the Qur'an about this great creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it actually points to the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues throughout the Qur'an to speak about various oaths and aqsam and qasam that he makes inside the Qur'an about what he has created. Because this shows, if we find that this creation is so magnificent, so glorious, so beautiful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far beyond that. It's far greater than that. Far more beautiful than that. Far more powerful than that. That's what these ayat inside this juz and in general throughout the Quran are trying to highlight. And with this repetitious nature inside the Quran, using the word linguistically, a person shouldn't find boredom or shouldn't feel that this repetitious nature of the Quran, why does the Quran repeat itself? Even if you study the nature of the repetitious nature inside the Qur'an, at-tikrar fil Qur'an, you find every time it brings a different theme, a different word, a different understanding. That in essence, a person who begins to read the Qur'an doesn't find, using this word linguistically, any boredom. A person who really understands the Qur'an sees halawatul Qur'an, sees the beauty of the Qur'an. Or a person begins to read the tafsir of the Qur'an, he finds even more ajaib, even more strange things, that all these different words and slight changes, وَحَتَّى أَحْيَانًا بَعْدَ الْحَرَكَاتِ وَبَعْدَ الْحُرُوفِ, just a changing of some letters or some harakat, how it changes the whole concept from مُخْلَصِين to مُخْلِصِين in بَعْدَ الْقِرَاعَاتِ, that we find how it changed the whole meaning and concept. Or whether Yusuf alayhi salam, that he is a sincere individual, or he is one who is selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Both of these meanings hold true. This is all the nature of the Qur'an. That a person who begins to live with the Qur'an begins to see the greatness of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus we find that this greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah speaks about this inside the end of Surah Al-Waqi'ah that we find, whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَوَاقِعِ النُّجُومِ. Indeed, we make an oath via the stations or the setting of the stars. وَإِنَّهُ لَقَسَمٌ لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عَظِيمٌ. Indeed, this is something which is a great promise, a great oath that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes. لَقَسَمٌ لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عَظِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers that this is a great oath, a great promise that Allah, this great swearing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via the settings of the stars. Imam al-Tabari, he goes to the view that this oath, or taking this swearing of the stars, is not about the stars. It's about the Qur'an. Because al-ayat ba'da tudullu ala dhalik. Because the verses that come after speak about إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ فِي كِتَابٍ مَقْنُونَ لَا يَمَسُّهُ إِلَّا الْمُطَهَّرُونَ. Because after Allah mentioned, this is a Qur'an which is kareem. This is inside the preserved tablet, Lawhil Mahfuz, as we mentioned at Surah Al-Buruj. So he goes to the view that this qasam, that this oath that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking about فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَوَاقِ النُّجُومِ هُوَ إِنْزَالُ الْقُرْآنِ تَنْزِيلُ الْقُرْآنِ تَرْتِيبُ الْقُرْآنِ. That his oath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is about the magnificent glory of the Qur'an. فَأَيْحَال, whatever view that we take, whether we take it as being the stars that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed there, or whether we take it as the Qur'an, both these views, they are penetrated inside this surah, Surah Al-Tariq. وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالطَّارِقِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَالطَّارِقِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath via the heavens, via the skies, and via Al-Tariq. Al-Tariq بمعنى دق. في اللغة العربية means to knock, to make a noise. Thus, you find that some scientists, as a side point, have actually discovered a star inside the heavens. الذي يدق, that it makes a knocking sound. That is actually a star, the night comer, a star that makes this actual sound of continuous knocking that we find. We find that the Prophet عليه السلام, في اللغة that we find inside hadith that we find, he sought refuge from that which comes at night or that which comes in the daytime. Except for illa bittariq yati bil khair, except for that which comes with good news. Something that comes with something which is beneficial. And as he mentions in the hadith, let not one of you enter into his home when it's time or of the evening. Because why? Yadkhul faj'atan upon his family members, returns back from a journey or returns from the night, and he finds that his family are not in an appropriate situation. So a person should inform people inside his home upon his return, etc. that we find. هَذَا كُلُّ يَدُلُّ عَلَى لُغَى. The linguistics of the word of Tariq that we find. أما inside this verse inside the Qur'an, كما قال Imam Suyuti that we find, هو النجم. النجم, it is the star. وَقِيلَ أَنَّهُ ثُرَيَّ. This great star inside the heavens that we find. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath by this star inside the heavens that we find. This surah, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam will recite this surah, as Imam Nisa'i mentions, when he's speaking about classifying Mu'adh ibn Jabal as being al-Fattan in that famous hadith. So he said to Mu'adh ibn Jabal, read Surah al-Shams and read Surah al-Tariq when you lead the people inside the prayer. But there's another hadith whereby one of the companions, when he was a non-Muslim, and he mentioned when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he came to the souq of Thaqif, and he asked them for some aid or for some assistance. He said that I heard the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam reciting the Surah al-Tariq fil jahiliyyah. When as a non-Muslim, I heard him reciting this surah. So he basically memorized this surah. He learned this surah inside Jahiliyyah. لَمَّا كَانَ غَيْرِ مُسْلِمًا. When he's a non-Muslim. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَ, became a Muslim, he said, then I would recite this surah when I became a Muslim. And it shows that the language of the Qur'an, the impact of the Qur'an, the understanding of the Qur'an, مَا كَانَ بَعِيدًا لِلْقُرَيْشِ. It wasn't far away from the Quraysh. Because afsahun nas, the most pure of people inside their language and the speech, was the Quraysh. That you find was known as mu'allaqat, the lines of poetry that used to hang around the Kaaba. You find that 10,000 lines of poetry, fi duf'atin wahida, one time, just recited 10,000 lines of poetry. And everybody who was standing there hadn't written them down, had memorized them. This was the qudra. The power, the ability that was given to these individuals in speech and memorization. That's we find that mu'jizatullahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in general come to challenge what people are showing inside society. Whether it be Isa alayhi salam showing the discovery of medicine, people of Musa alayhi salam in discovery of sorcery and magic that we find and trickery that we find. So the Quran comes with this with mu'jiza, with this miracle of logah, of language. That's why they concluded themselves, أَفَمِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ وَتَدْحَكُونَ وَلَا تَبْكُونَ وَأَنْتُمْ سَامِدُونَ فَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ وَاعْبُدُوهُ. Read the tafsir of Surah Al-Najm. كُلُّ مَنْ كَانَ حَدَرَ فِي بَيْتِ اللَّهِ الْحَرَامِ. Whoever was there, sajada, all of them, they prostrated. Except for one individual who took the dust and he placed it on his face, and later in ulama of Sirah mentioned this individual was killed for his arrogance, etc. But it shows that the Quraysh understood the language of the Quran. Read about Abu Lahab, Abu Sufyan, read about how the impact of the Quran, how they used to hear the Quran and used to say to one another, don't share this with the people, with the masses of people. When people hear that we're listening to the Quran, people are going to walk away from our deen. Just like today. You have to place some elements of obstructions about the Quran in society. They exist today. إِنَّهُمْ يَكِيدُ كَيْدَ وَأَكِيدُ كَيْدَ. As we're going to come inside the surah, they plot and they plan. They try to make these obstacles about the Quran. But the Quran will penetrate society. The Quran will spread inside society. لِنَّهُ دِينُ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Because this is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He will take care of His deen subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus we find that النَّجْمُ الثَّاقِبُ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الطَّارِقُ. What will explain to you what الطَّارِق is? You find Ibn Abbas or Imam Sufyan al-Thawri, وَقَدْ نُقِلَ هَذَا Imam Qurtubi فِي تَفْسِيرِهِ. Every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ فَقَدْ أَجَابَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers, explains what it is. 13 places inside the Quran, whenever this question is posed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will describe what He is speaking about. وَهَذَا التَّفْسِيرُ الْقُرْآنِ بِالْقُرْآنِ is Imam Shanqiti inside his famous tafsir, Adwa al-Bayan. He begins to list. It's completed by late Sheikh Muhammad Salim Atiyah, his famous student, completed Adwa al-Bayan because the Sheikh passed away. He never got to complete it. Just like Imam Suyuti's Al-Jalalain. You find that his Sheikh never got to complete it, and Imam Suyuti, second Suyuti, Sahib Dur al-Manthur, came and completed tafsir. حَتَّى لَا تَرَى. You're not able to visualize any difference between the two Sheikhs. هذه نعمة من الله سبحانه وتعالى صحبة الصالحين صحبة المفسرين. Person lives with people who make tafsir of the Quran. The impact of that Quran, it goes into them, that they begin to narrate and begin to speak and begin to make tafsir just like their own teacher made that tafsir of being with them. So 13 places inside the Quran, Allah سبحانه وتعالى explains وما أدراك, responds himself سبحانه وتعالى إلا في موضع واضح واحدة inside Surah Al-Haqqa, whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't explain what He's speaking about subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَمَّا وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّ السَّاعَةَ تَكُونُ قَرِيبٌ. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions speaking about the hour or speaking using the words وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ, three places are the Quran, the answer is not given. It's majhul, unknown. Allah doesn't speak about it. Because خصوصاً في هذه الآيات تتحدث عن الآخرة. An-Nisa'a speaks about the last day. No one knows. So Allah doesn't explain when exactly the last day is going to be. We'll only highlight what the sifat of the last day will be is something for us to reflect upon. An-Najmu al-Thaqib, this piercing star. Al-Mudi, the one that is radiant, gives this light that we find, or is mentioned, Al-Thuriyya. What will explain to you what this star is? Ibn Kathir mentions, Yathqabu al-Shayateen. That the role of this star is to pierce, is to brand, is to burn the shayateen, as we mentioned previously. Three purposes of the stars that Allah placed them inside the heavens. Amongst them is to burn the shayateen, to send down these meteorites, these stars, upon the shayateen to burn them. إِلَّا مَنْ خَطِفَ الْخَطْفَةَ فَأَتْبَعُ شِهَابٌ ثَاقِبٌ. This is the only place inside the Quran, after inside Surah Tariq, inside Surah Safat, that Allah uses the word ثَاقِب. That's Ibn Kathir uses evidence that this star is one that goes, or stars like this go and they strike ash-shayateen, strike the jinn, who try to steal information from the heavens and bring it down to the people. In kullu nafsin lamma alayya hafiz. Every soul, every individual, will have a hafidh upon it. يقول رقيب, will have a watcher over it. And we find inside, Imam Shalqiti mentions, inside his tafsir, haris, a protector will be over every single individual. Who is this protector over every single individual? هناك ثلاثة أقوال. قول الأول هو الله سبحانه وتعالى. والله خير حافظ. The protector over all of us is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the best protector. In kullu nafsin alayya hafidh. Over every single individual is one who protects, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes the protector of an individual, person doesn't need anybody in society. Ni'ma al-mawla wa ni'ma al-nasir. The best protector, the best helper is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But obviously a person needs to gain that protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَوْلُ الثَّانِي قَدْ ذُكِرَهُ إِمَامْ شَوْكَانِ فِي تَفْسِيرِ فَتْهُ الْقَدِيرِ. The hafidh بمعنى الأقل, the intellect. That every person has their own intellect, their mind to judge what is right, what is wrong, and what to do inside their life. When كان هذا قول الدعيف, even though this meaning is weak, because the ayat, the siyaq of ayat don't point towards that, but it could to a certain degree speak about the human being. What seems to be more evident is the hafidh is malaika, is the angels. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed angels over us to protect us throughout our lives. وَيُرْسِلُ عَلَيْكُمْ حَفَظَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends upon us guardians to guard us right from the beginning of our life. Even before the beginning of our life, that the angels who come and they place the soul into our body and they write down the four things about every single one of us that's imprinted in our forehead. Then when we're delivered, when we live this life, there are guardians all around us. لَهُمْ مُعَقِّبَاتُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِ يَحْفَظُونَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. There are guardians over all of us, from behind, from in front of us, around us, who are protecting us by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the strange thing is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after this ayah inside Surah Ra'd, the 13th chapter, verse number 11, Allah mentions, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah won't change the condition of a people until they don't change their own selves. What is the relationship between the first part of the verse about there are guardians who are going to guard and protect all of us and changing our condition? وَالْعِلْمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Knowledge belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but a person can extract that one view is that just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will spiritually protect you or physically will protect you by sending these angels, that the change inside society needs a physical change. You can't just rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah protects us with the angels. Allah then will change our situation with the angels. That's what the ayah is, tushir ila dhalik. والعلم عند الله سبحانه وتعالى. Change inside our society. Yes, we have angels that protect us, but we need to make that effort inside our lives. إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغير ما بأنفسهم. Allah will never change our condition until we don't change our own selves. So this over-reliance that something else will come inside society and change the society, that may possibly happen towards the end of time when Imam Mahdi comes. But prior to that, the impact of change lies upon every single one of us. So just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us and protected us, so the least that we can do in return, even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need that from us, but what we can do in return is that we can make the effort of deen inside our life, is uphold these teachings inside our life. Likewise, we find, وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Inside Surah Al-Infitar, as we mentioned, they are scribes over all of us. They are, مَا يَلْفِذُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Not a word we utter except for angels are there scribing our record, writing down everything that will take place upon us. And thus we find the role of the angels. شَيْءٌ بَسِيدٌ, even something simple, but we use these words, it's not something simple because التوفيق من الله سبحانه وتعالى. Whoever reads Ayatul Kursi in a hadith in Bukhari, as narrated by Abu Hurairah, speaking about protecting as-sadaqat, as-zakat, zakatul mal. When a shaitan came and used to steal from him 3 nights consecutively, then he taught him something. Shaitan, huwa kadhub, kafir, liar. But he said words of truth. He said, whoever reads this ayah every single night, There'll be a protector for the individual, that protect the individual till the morning. Ayatul Kursi. أعظم الآية في القرآن. Inside Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 255. أعظم الآية في القرآن هي سورة هي آية الكرسي. عشر صفات لله سبحانه وتعالى. 10 صفات of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. Names and attributes and صفات of Allah سبحانه وتعالى inside this ayah. One ayah. Classified as the greatest ayah inside the Quran. Whoever recites it every single night will be protected from shayateen. Another hadith that we find, whoever recites it every single, after every single salah, and believes inside that, and recites that, that this ayah, nothing will prevent that individual from going into Jannah. Shay basit, something simple. But it's the conviction. It's that belief in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَشْعُرْ بِعَظَمَةِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. When you read this ayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you feel the grandeur, the magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's so many ayat inside the Quran that we recite on a daily basis, but we don't understand them. We don't read deep into them. Surah Al-Fatiha, ala aqal shay, 17 times a day. How many of us really understand Surah Al-Fatiha? How many of us understand the final two ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah? How many of us understand the ayat inside Surah Al-Nur? Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. How many of us understand the end of Surah Al-Hashr? Even if we take these mawadi, even if we take these stations of Quran, these ayat inside the Quran, we just understand these ayat. We will feel the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inside our lives and be more visualized and focused towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلْيَنْظُرُ الْإِنسَانُ مِمَّا خُلِقَ. Let the human being look at what he's been created from. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, as we mentioned, all these great things, and then wants to remind the human being about his essence. Because this human being thinks that he's grand. He thinks he's great. He thinks he's powerful. He thinks that he owns this and he owns that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, throughout the Quran, as we mentioned, whenever he mentions al-insan, speaks about the weakness of the human being. To remind us that don't become proud about yourself. Don't become, وَمَا أُوتِيتُ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Your knowledge and your power and your ability is qaleel. Minute. Little, small it is in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Ibn Kathir mentions, نَبَّى اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَلَى ضَعْفِ الْأَصْلِهِ أَلَّذِي خُلِقَ مِنْهُ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this point to remind the individual about his weakness. Let us go back to remind you, the human being, of what you was created from. And what are you in comparison to this great creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the stars, the moon, the heavens, the earth? خُلِقَ مِنْ مَاءٍ دَافِقٍ. You've been created from this gushing water. يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب. هناك أقوال متعددة. Speaking about what is الصلب والترائب. الصلب is the loins of the man. والترائب قيل هو مكان القلاعد, where the woman wears her necklace, her jewelry, showed meaning the upper part of her body. أي حال, what a person أقل شيء يفهم من هذه الآية. That الإنسان, as Ibn Kathir mentioned his tafsir, and likewise Imam Suyuti, لا يكون ولد إلا منهما. That the essence of creation of the human being is بين الذكر والأنثى. It's between the male and the female. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the essence of the human being is created from this gushing water. From what inside the Quran, another place inside the Quran Allah mentions, what inside Surah Al-Insan, in the beginning inside there, Amshajin, which is the mixed water, the man and the woman. This is the beginning of the human being. There's another place inside the Quran Allah mentions that man is being created from مِمَّاءٍ مَهِينٍ, from despicable water. كُلُّ هَذَا تُشِيرْ إِلَى مَاذَا. All this points to what about the human being? The essence of the human being and how he wants to prevail himself as being this almighty, powerful individual that we find. إِنَّهُ عَلَى رَجْعِهِ لَقَادِرٍ. Some of the ulama tafasir they mention, that means that even the water to bring it back to its essence, Allah will bring it back. But another more common meaning is innahu, that indeed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, damir ya'ud ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala raj'ihi laqadir. Wa damir thani ila al-insan. That Allah will bring the human being back to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yawma tubla sarair. On that day that we find that the secrets will be unveiled, will be thrown out. All of us, as you mentioned, this theme inside this juz has been about returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَبْدَلُ الْخَلْقُ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ وَهُوَ أَهْوَنُ عَلَيْهِ. He is the one that begins creation and the one who will repeat creation. وَهُوَ أَهْوَنُ عَلَيْهِ. And this is something simple and easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inside Surah Ar-Rum. And a side point, Surah Ar-Rum speaks about the human being. That's the main theme of Surah Ar-Rum is about the human being. هناك ستة آيات متتاليات ومن آياته لا ترى في القرآن مثل هذه الآيات. Six times inside the Quran, Allah continuously mentions ومن آياته. Continuously, six times in a trot. No place inside the Quran. Actually, seven times. Because after a few ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions again ومن آياته. Seven times inside Surah Ar-Rum. Allah mentions about His ayat, about His signs. All of this for what? To ponder, to reflect. Allah mentions that this surah, the insan, created from da'f, from weakness, will become strong, return back to weakness. This is all signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the power and the magnitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Using a state of weakness, then you become powerful, you become mighty, then Allah returns you back to weakness. Then again, He will recreate you and bring you in a state of weakness in front of Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus we find, نُمَتِّعُمْ قَلِيلًا ثُمَّ نَطَّرُهُمْ إِلَىٰ عَذَابٍ غَلِيظٍ. We give them some life. We give them some life to enjoy themselves. But then we take human beings, make them return back to us. And when we return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, عَذَابٍ غَلِيظٍ, severe chastisement awaits these individuals. يَوْمَ تُبْلَ السَّرَائِرِ. Imam Sa'di inside his tafsir, he mentions that in this dunya, people conceal themselves. They conceal their faults, they conceal their mistakes, they conceal their sins. But on that day, whatever is hidden will be revealed. Whether it be the good deeds of the pious people, it will be exposed, brought forth on that day. Whether it be the evil sins of Fujar, it will be exposed on that day. Imam Sa'di's most famous student, Shaykh Uthaymeen Rahmatullah Alayh, when he speaks about As-Sara'ir inside his tafsir, he mentions this is speaking about the heart. So he begins to speak about rectifying our hearts, focusing on our hearts, our intentions, that the essence of all of this life, all these a'mal, all these actions, all of our life, it all revolves around one thing. It revolves around the heart. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَأُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. All this dunya, all this world, all of this, it's not going to benefit any of us except for the person who comes with a pure, a sound heart. So he begins to focus on his tafsir, as-sara'ir, that person will have no quwwa, no personal strength from that day. وَلَا nasir. Nasir بِمَعْنَى تَطْلُبْ مِنَ الْأَشْخَاصِ. You request people to come and help you, to aid you and assist you. On that day, there will be no help. You won't have the power yourself to avail to help yourself. You won't be able to ask someone else to come and avail you and to help you. فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ. When the trumpet is blown, فَلَا أَنْسَابَ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَلَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. There's going to be no ansab. There's going to be no lineage. There's going to be no family. There's going to be no friends. There's going to be no father, no son, no mother, no daughter, no clan, no tribe, no family. وَلَا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. And they're not going to be able to ask any individual. This is the end of Surah Al-Mu'minun, the 23rd chapter. Read this surah. Read the ayat inside their beginning about Al-Mu'minun, and then opposite the ending speaking about the disbelieving individuals. This is Sunnatul Qur'an. Of swaying between believers and disbelievers, between paradise and hellfire, between reward and punishment, and we need to focus inside our lives that many of us, we stay away from this. وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الرَّجْعِ وَالْأَرْضِ ذَاتِ الصَّدْعِ. The sky which brings down al-matr, brings down the rain. And we find that the earth which tanshaq, which splits open. Hey, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a new oath. He began by making an oath. So some of the ulama tafsir, they mention the first oath is speaking about preservation of the Qur'an from a distance. As we mentioned, that the stars are there to protect for anybody penetrating into heavens and to protect the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second oath here is more direct, whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions after this qasam, إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ, that this is a قَوْلٌ حَقَّ كَمَا قَالَ إِبْنِ عَبَّاسِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُمَا, that the Qur'an is preserved from above and preserved upon this earth. That's why Allah mentions in Surah Al-Hijr, in the 9th verse or so, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ, we sent down the dhikr and we're going to guard and we're going to preserve the Qur'an. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ, this is قَوْلُ الْفَصْلِ الَّذِي يَفْصِلُ بَيْنَ الْحَقِّ وَالْبَاطِلِ, that's what the Qur'an is, it separates between truth and falsehood. مِنْ أَسْمَاءِ الْقُرْآنِ الْفُرْقَانِ, the criteria between good and bad, that's what the Qur'an is. أَدُ عُلْمَ التَّفَاسِيلَ like Imam Shankiti and Imam Qurtubi, they go to the view, إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ, is speaking about in returning resurrection. إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ, that indeed it is a fact that the human being will return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we take the view that this is speaking about the Qur'an, why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the heavens sending down the rain and the earth bringing out the vegetation? These are things that give life. So just like this is life to the earth, life to the qulub, life to the human being is the Qur'an. That's what it is, life to the human being is the Qur'an. That's why many times the Qur'an has been given this metaphor of being the rain, of being vegetation, of being these minerals of benefit. That's what the Qur'an is. That's why the Prophet ﷺ, he described what is the impact of knowledge of the Qur'an, like a barren land, a fertile land. That's what the Qur'an is, as an impact upon the individual. وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ بِمَعْنَى بِاللَّعْبِ, this Qur'an isn't joke, isn't jest. Qur'an, Islam isn't entertainment, what's become for people. خُذُهُ بِالْجِدْ, take the Qur'an with strength. When he said to Yahya, خُذِ الْكِتَابَ بِقُوَّةِ, take the book with quwwa, with strength. Qur'an isn't jest, isn't play, isn't entertainment, isn't a pastime. That's unfortunate what many Muslims, they're thinking that the Qur'an is some form of alleviation. Qur'an is Islam is to be funny, to be entertaining, to be lighthearted. This has its makan. But don't equate that with Islam. Don't equate that with the Qur'an. Don't make a mockery of the Qur'an. Don't make jokes about the Qur'an indirectly. Ahkam al-Qur'an, rules of the Qur'an, teachings of the Qur'an. Hatta walau yutabbiq, even a person doesn't implement, ulama mentioned, a person who makes a mockery of the Qur'an, joke about the Qur'an, هذا نوع من الكفر, is a form of kufr, disbelief, rejection of the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why the person who takes the Qur'an in a serious nature, in his recital, his implementation, and living according to the Qur'an. Imam Suyuti inside his tafsir al-Durr al-Manthur, he brings numerous narrations speaking about the Qur'an, about the power of the Qur'an, speaking about fitan, trials and tribulations that people will face at a later stage as prophesied by the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. فَمَا هُوَ الْحَلْ, so what is the cure, what is the solution? And all these narrations, it begins to speak about that the cure, the solution is returning back to the Qur'an, holding fast to the Qur'an. The way out is the Qur'an. Leave aside the level of authenticity in narrations, but because these narrations, numerous narrations that we find, other narrations speaking about, in other wordings that we find, it is Hablullah al-Mateen. Qur'an is the strong rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever holds onto this rope will be successful. Thus, Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, rahmatullah alayhi, inside the tafsir, he begins to mention, فَلَمَّا أَعْرَضُوا عَنِ الْقُرْآنِ, when people begin to turn away from the Qur'an, هَزَمُوا وَأَذَلُّوا, they become degraded, they become demoralized, they have no value inside society. بِقَدْرِ بُعْدِهِمْ عَنِ الْقُرْآنِ, on the scale of how far away from the Qur'an they are. The more further away you are from the Qur'an, the more disgraced you become. So the only solution is for us personally, and for this Muslim ummah, is the Qur'an. That is a simple solution. But obviously for some people it's not a simple solution, because we find that this debate is still there in 52, 53 odd Muslim countries we find around the world, that we find that yes, the Qur'an is important. It's a tacit approval. It's a lip service that the Quran is important. But we enshroud ourselves with what? Quran bil qawaneen al wad'iyya. With laws, constitutions, objectives, man-made objectives. We surround ourselves with them. That's why it's very important to read tafsir of ulama, classical ulama, and even contemporary ulama speaking about ahkam al-Qur'an. ما هو أساس القرآن؟ أساس القرآن is not just مجرد التلاوة. أساس القرآن isn't just recital of the Qur'an. هذا نوع كبير. It's a very important factor of the Qur'an, the recital of the Qur'an. But there's something more deeper than that that ulama focus upon. That's why in the last century or so, last 150 years that we can see the whole impact, all beginning from tabda'a, begins via breaking of the language of the Qur'an. كم من الشعب يفهم القرآن اليوم? How many of the people understand the Qur'an, relay themselves in the language of the Qur'an? You know, we speak about dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatest dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala huwa al-Qur'an. Wala dhikrullah akbar. Greatest dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Qur'an. Whether that be in its recital, whether that be in its pondering, whether it be inside its tatbiq, it's the greatest thing is the Qur'an. And that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that innahum yakiduna kayda, as we mentioned, that these people, they're going to plot and plan against the Qur'an, against Islam, against Muslims. فَمَهِلِ الْكَافِرِينَ أَمْهِلْهُمْ رُوَيْدًا. Leave them for a short time. رُوَيْدًا يعني, for a short time. Leave these people alone. Some of the ulama tafsir they mentioned, we never mentioned this in the beginning intentionally, that this is speaking about النَّجْمُ الثَّاقِبُ هُوَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاتُ السَّلَامُ, or is Al-Islam. This piercing bright star, this radiant star is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this can be plausible because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that we sent you as a witness, as a testimony upon to the society, mubashiran wa nadhira wa da'iyan ila Allah bi idhnihi wa sirajan munira. That the Prophet alaihi wasallam is sirajan munira, is a blazing sun, is a light of guidance. So this meaning can be plausible that the An-Najm al-Thaqib is the sending of the Prophet alayhi salatu salam, or is the coming of Islam that will pierce, is a radiant light that will come everywhere. That's what Islam will be. And for us, is to just carry out what we need to do, that the weakness of this human being that we find, that this human being, that we are weak. And these human beings, they're weak as well. They want to plot and they want to plan against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of their plotting and their planning. We shouldn't worry about that. That's why we find we should read through the seerah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, how important it is to see the beauty of the Qur'an. وَإِذْ يَمْكُرُ بِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِيُثْبِتُوكَ أَوْ يَقْتُلُوكَ أَوْ يُخْرِجُوكَ. These individuals, they wanted to either incarcerate you, imprison you, or they wanted to, أَوْ يَقْتُلُوكَ, to kill you, أَوْ يَخْرُجُوكَ, or to expel you from the land. وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. They plot and they plan, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of planners. That's what you find, if you read through the seerah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, all this hikmatullah subhanahu wa ta'ala, visualize many things that we can relate today, what's taking place inside this world. Don't fall short. Don't become worried. Look at the battle of Badr that we find. How few of individuals, there were 313 individuals that we find in number. وَقَلَّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي أَعْيُنِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made less the number of the believers in front of the disbelievers, and made in front of the believers the number of the disbelievers to be less. We just have to make our effort, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send the guardian, send the protection, do what he needs to do subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, he sent down the rain. And he sent down the rain that the land, the terrain whereby the believers were, that was a strong land, so it strengthened their standing. And where the land whereby the mushrikeen were, that became soggy, became wet. Became difficult for them to walk, to remain there. So this is all the planning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That let these people, let them plot, let them plan, let them do whatever they want to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place the obstacles. We'll create avenues. We'll make the way out, make the nur, make the light. Providing that one small condition is that we make that small effort. We make that small effort in preserving and guarding the Quran, upholding the Quran, upholding the Sunnah, the teachings of the Prophet ﷺ. We make that small effort. It's only a small effort if you really think deeply about it. But yet this small effort has got us in so much fitan. It's got this Muslim ummah in so much fitan at the moment that we're living in. Because why? We don't want to uphold the Quran. We don't want to uphold the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq and ability to return back to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to drink from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to penetrate into our hearts, into our mind, into our soul, into our lives.